Well, we had a big sporting event on Saturday. It was the running of the Preakness, and surprisingly won by a filly, Rachel Alexandra. Mind That Bird finishes a surprising second. And let's open the door and let in Norm and Andy Panda to tell us about their trip to the Preakness.
Hey, you guys,
you take a road trip to all of the Triple Crown races. Uh-huh. Norm and his 5-foot stuffed panda, Andy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Yeah, we had a great trip, although it started off a little rough. Can you believe a certain airline wouldn't let a panda in first class?
Oh, that's too
bad.
I'm
sorry, but I've had it with these airlines. Just had it.
This isn't airline talk, Norm.
Oh. So we drove up to Baltimore.
We had to ride up there, and Norm was railing on Mind That Bird the whole drive up there. He was punching the dash and cursing that horse, saying it didn't deserve to even be alive.
Well, Mind That Bird looks like something the cat threw up. It looks like it's not a good horse. It's a small horse. Quite frankly, reminds me of pond scum. Something that the dog would lift its leg on.
Okay, we get the point, Norm. We get the point.
And it's raced so well, Norm. I don't know why you're still so bitter.
No. This horse shouldn't be at Belmont. This horse should be sent to a glue factory or laid to rest.
But it's won the Derby and finished second.
There were several times as we were flying along the highway that Norm would open the glove box and pull out a pistol and swear that he was going to take care of Mind That Bird himself.
Oh, don't air that, Andy. Don't air that.
Norm was sweaty, shirtless, and incoherent for most of the drive up there.
Oh, that was the pills I was taking, pal. Don't worry about that. But we got up there. Good time, though.
We did. And you know what?
Good time.
You know what, Muser? I was going to bet on Mind That Bird because Norm really hated her. And if you just go against Norm's picks, you'll do all right.
Right.
Not true.
I was going to bet on Mind That Bird until I caught a glimpse of the most beautiful creature I've ever seen.
And who was that?
Rachel Alexandra.
He did. He fell in love with the horse.
I saw her before the race, and we talked, and we fell in love.
But Andy, you're a panda.
But she's beautiful, Muser.
She's a pretty horse. She's nothing like that Mind That Bird. What a piece of trash that horse is.
Norm,
I hate that horse.
Norm said that I shouldn't bet on Rachel Alexandra either because she was a woman. Although he didn't use that term, I told Norm that that term's used for female dogs, not horses. But Norm was still all pissed and worked up because he was forced to work with Emily Jones on Thursday night.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
So he's really railing on girls.
Norm, it's not nice.
So you know what?
We're just having a little bit of fun.
You know what I did, Muser? I picked my new girlfriend to win.
You did, Rachel Alexandra.
Rachel Alexandra.
Well, what a pick that turned out to be.
And I still liked Mind That Bird, so I picked him to place. And I just went on a hunch and picked the next horse I saw on the list to show, and that was Musket Man.
The trifecta.
SOB hit a trifecta. Can you believe that?
I won $98,000, Muser.
Well, congratulations, Andy.
How'd you do, Norm?
I lost a similar amount.
Oh, dear.
I did.
Sorry, Norm.
The damn Mind That Bird.
What's
he doing finishing second, a horse like that? He ought to run with miniature ponies or something.
But Rachel and I are getting married, Muser.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, we're going to get married at the Belmont.
Well, that's a little weird, but congrats.
Great.
And guess who I asked to be my best man? I didn't ask Norm because he's too violent and drunk at weddings.
Uh-huh.
I asked Mind That Bird to be my groomsman.
To be
my best man, and Norm's going to just be a groomsman.
I wouldn't stand up there at that trash horse.
Norm,
no.
It's for Andy.
No.
It's Andy's wedding.
I don't care. That horse is a piece of junk.
Boy, you hate Mind That Bird.
Norm caught Rachel and I in the paddock after the race.
Really? They were doing things that shouldn't be done between a panda and a horse.
We're trying to have the first panda horse, Muser.
Well, I hope you have success with that. I don't know if it'll work.
Impossible.
Norm, I'm going to arrange a meeting where you and Mind That Bird get together and bury the hatchet.
Let me tell you something. You put me in a room with that Mind That Bird, I'd give it a piece of my mind and a piece of lead, too.
Oh, gosh.
Right between the eyes. Don't think I won't.
I'm out of here, Muser.
Okay,
me too.
Hey, thank you guys for telling us about your trip to the Preakness. Norm and Andy Panda joining us.
Passed out.
Oh, you okay?
I'm passing out.
Okay, so this is Treasuries.
I'm passing out. Gone.